Time for sport now, Darren Frehill. Good morning.
Good morning to you, Mary. And we'll start with the tennis. In the last couple of hours, two more players in quarantine ahead of the Australian Open have tested positive for COVID-19. Now, the tournament will begin on the 8th of February and players are living under strict quarantine rules. Most players can leave their accommodation for training for a couple of hours each day. But for over 70 of them, they are completely confined to their hotel rooms for 14 days after positive test results on the charter flights which they were on in the build-up to this event. Some players have taken to social media and they're complaining about the conditions. Among them, it seems, Novak Djokovic, who allegedly handed in a list of demands. Here's tennis writer Ben Rothenberg.
It really just seemed like a culture clash between Australia, which has had incredibly strict lockdown rules, and the tennis world, which has been a lot more freewheeling and a lot more trying to go about business as usual, and in a very individualistic world at that. The players have run into a bit harder of a wall in Australia with the rules there than they have anywhere else before, and it's caught a lot of them quite off guard.
Yeah, this story getting bigger by the day, and will be live to Melbourne in the next hour here on the programme. Arsenal beat Newcastle 3-0 to move into the top 10 of the Premier League. They're now 7 points off the Champions League places. Newcastle are in real bother. They're 15th and in a relegation scrap. Two more games tonight. West Ham play West Brom at 6, and it's Leicester City against Chelsea at 8:15. Andy Reid has left his role as head coach with the Republic of Ireland under-18s team. He takes up a full-time position with Nottingham Forest with their under-23 side. We have two big live rugby games from the Guinness Pro 14 this weekend on Radio 1. On Saturday evening, it's Munster and Leinster at Thomond Park. And then on Sunday, it's Connacht against Ospreys at the Sports Ground. What a contest that's going to be on Saturday night. 7:35 start. Leinster forwards coach Robin McBride believes the game will be won and lost up front.
They're flying high. They're doing well in Europe. I'm sure they're looking to welcome us at home, where they're unbeaten. It's going to be a big test for us. You know, they've got a very potent attacking driving maul, which, you know, gives them a lot of territory from penalties, etc. Obviously very strong at scrum time as well. They're just going to be a tough outfit for us, you know, especially up front. They have got a bit more to the game, I'm not saying, but, you know, ultimately it starts with the forwards up front, so that's where the test is going to lie.
Now, the Irish cricket team beat the United Arab Emirates by 112 runs to draw their one-day international series in Abu Dhabi. Incredible performance from the bat and ball by Simi Singh. He took 5 wickets from only 10 runs. We were talking about this time yesterday morning, and I was telling you how Ireland were reduced to 10 for 3 inside the first 5 overs. They looked in real trouble, but what a turnaround. Let's hear from the man of the match.
Absolutely delighted, obviously, with the win and my personal performance as well. It's just one of those days where everything clicked with the bat and the ball, so obviously really happy with that, and great to level the series as well, 1-1, you know, gives us momentum going into the next series against Afghan. Really happy that we won the game by a big margin, which was important for us. The fielding was outstanding, I thought. That'll give us a huge confidence going forward.
Yeah, well done to Simi and his teammates. They're finally racing today at Clonmel. The action gets underway at 1:05. Sports updates throughout the day on the RTE Sport website and the RTE News app. Back to you, Gavin.